Jerry Agar, Chicago's WGN Radio 720.
The Simon Rendezvous coming up later on this evening, and then we'll get to some Blackhawks hockey for you on WGN. So I received an email, and here's the thrust of it. Extraordinary unemployment problems experienced by singles in this terrible jobs market. And I thought, you know, since I've pretty much never been single, well, how could it be different for singles than it is for anybody else? So the guy putting forth that statement is Scott Sargis. He's an expert on jobs, careers, and labor issues, and also works with a singles group. Joins me now. Scott, welcome.
Hi, Jerry.
Thanks for coming in on a Sunday.
Thanks for having me.
You still have time to get home and watch the Bears lose. I shouldn't be so cynical, but it's just not the greatest season, is it?
No.
It's not. Okay, why would the employment situation, which is obviously terrible, I think we're up over 10% now, unemployment in Illinois. Yes, 15 in Michigan I saw this morning. That's devastating. Mm-hmm. 10 is bad enough, 10.2 or whatever we are. But why would it be different for singles?
Two main reasons, Jerry. Number one is benefits, and the second reason is support. With respect to benefits plans, most of the health care benefits plans are geared towards married couples, and with respect to support, if it's a stressful situation to get laid off, and you're single, and you're older, you don't have anybody to help support you.
Well, you know, marriage survives for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And people, even if you're not married, even if you're a couple together, living together, you have that emotional support. That's what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Do you think the situation exists, as I'm sure some single people suspect, that perhaps a boss is looking around, we got to lay off four people, and they say, well, Bob over there and Jane over there, they've got kids in school, and, you know, Larry there, he's single, he'll land on his feet. You think that happens?
It happens. It happens, unfortunately.
And when singles, you know, you have a singles group as well, is that something they talk about?
Right. And I actually, one of the members, Rabbi Ruthie, who's a single female, said to me, and she sent me an email on this, that she would, you know, if she was, you know, married or is part of a, in some states where they have benefits for gays, if she was in a partnership that way, she would have better health benefits.
Okay.
And that is the caveat that as you get older, your benefit costs go up. So that's, you know, affects singles, especially older singles in their 40s, 50s, and beyond.
Well, I don't know what singles can do about that. I mean, it's not like, oh, I lost my job, I need to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really do that.
No, no. But what you can do is you can basically, one of the things I recommend for anybody is resumes don't get you hired, you do. Okay. And I recommend networking. And there's two kinds of networking. One is telling everybody you know that you're looking for a job. That includes friends and family. And the second kind is business networking. That's joining associations in your field and meeting key decision makers. Because research over time, Jerry, shows that networking's the key to getting you hired.
Should you be doing that when you are employed?
Yes, both when you're employed.
As proactively, kind of.
Correct, correct.
You should maybe assume these days, this job might not last.
That's right.
People in the past, I think, you joined up with the company and you stayed there and you got the watch and the benefit and the way you went when you were 65 or whatever. And now people have, I don't know, do you know the statistic? How many jobs let's say somebody graduates from high school next year, how many different places are they going to work by the time they're 65?
Well, that's hard to tell, but I know that it's increased exponentially because you had, maybe 20 years ago, you had companies where people would start and retire from, but you don't see that today.
Right. Now, you have a video, and I know normally you sell this, but you've made it free for our listeners for at least, tomorrow at noon or something.
Correct.
Like that, on your webpage. What's the webpage?
www.strategicsearch, STRATEGIC, search.com, and go to the top where it says real benefit exercise. And if I can, I'll tell you a little bit about the germination of this.
All right.
We have found that the most important part of landing a job is selling yourself in the interview. And as a result, we studied top salesmen to see what they were doing right in closing the deal, and then we plucked those behaviors that were easy to replicate by non-salespeople, and that's why we developed the Real Benefit Exercise. The reason we gave it the name Real Benefit Exercise is because top salesmen talk in terms of benefits, and this video shows you the right way and the wrong way of how to sell yourself and not how to sell yourself in the interview process.
Kind of like Habits of Successful People.
Exactly. Exactly.
That title was already taken. And did very well. But it did very well for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were talking, Scott, about a story, I think it was last weekend here on the show, about a lady. It was in Memphis, and she's a middle-aged lady. She's a kind of professional lady, and she couldn't find a job for a year. And one morning, she just got up, and she put on her professional clothes and went and stood on the side of the road with a sign, but the sign didn't say, you know, work for food or something like that. It was that kind of sign. She just hand wrote it on some board. But the sign said, looking for work, available today, resumes here. And that caught somebody's attention. Resumes here. I've never seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen lots of people standing on the side of the road trying to get a handout.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, because going to my office earlier this week, I saw a gentleman who was dressed in a suit top and shorts, and he was had one of those vendor types of things where people pass out hot dogs, and he was passing out his resume, and it was kind of interesting.
But I think that you've just got to get that one person who appreciates the fact that you're, you know, it's a go-get-em kind of thing.
Right.
When did you see this?
Well,
because I wonder if you heard me talk about the story.
This
was
like about Tuesday,
ago.
I believe it was Tuesday of this week, past week.
Maybe he noticed the story of that lady and said, I'm getting out there to do this. Would this be a horrible time to think about changing your career? Should you stick with it if you've got a job right now?
Not necessarily. It depends on your career, because there are some careers that are actually adding people. In fact, I saw a story the other day that the Census Bureau is going to need 1 million people. And that's going to be a temporary job, obviously, but they're going to be paying $10 to $20 an hour for that. And there are some other careers. Healthcare, for example, continues to grow. When I was at the hospital the other day, because I had a cold, I noticed I was talking to a person called a sonographer. That's the person who does the ultrasound. And she was telling me that that profession only takes about a year and a half to 2 years of school, but they start at $60,000. So x-ray, sonographers, nurses, healthcare continues to grow. But unfortunately, Illinois is 11% unemployment, and the nationwide, as you mentioned, was 10.2%. And that, the last time that we hit double digits was June of 1983. So things are bad out there, but you have to work harder in these tough times.
Well, and also maybe look around and try and figure out what you can do with your own personal skills, and maybe
Correct.
Maybe get something started on the side that could build into something.
Exactly, exactly. And in fact, one of the trends I see is, because search engines are the new yellow pages,
right,
I recommend harnessing the search engines. And
I want to talk to you about how to do that.
Okay.
Okay, we'll take a break, and coming back, we'll talk about that. And Scott Sargis is an expert on jobs, careers, and labor issues. Also, as it happens, is with a singles group and deals with the issues that singles have in the job market. So we'll continue. And again, it's strategicstrategies.com. I said it wrong?
StrategicSearch.com.
StrategicSearch.com. Go to StrategicSearch.com, and there's a video. It's how long?
It's in chunks. 48 minutes from soup to nuts, how to sell yourself in the interview.
And until tomorrow at noon, you're listening to WGN. You get to watch it for free. All right. More coming up with Scott in just a moment on Chicago's WGN Radio 720. Catch up on the day's latest news during your commute with Trib to Go. Pick it up wherever newspapers are sold. Chicago Tribune, it's a whole new day.
Jerry Agar, Chicago's WGN Radio 720.
With me is Scott Sargis. He's an expert on jobs, careers, and labor issues. StrategicSearch.com. He's put together a 48-minute video on presenting yourself when you're looking for work. And quite frankly, normally he sells it. But because you're listening to WGN right now, from now through till noon tomorrow, he's taken down the firewall. And if you go to StrategicSearch.com, you can just watch the video. So that'll give you a little bit of a head start. Sure. Scott, thank you for being here.
Sure, thanks. One more point is that go to the top where it says Real Benefit Exercise, and click on there.
All right. And that gets you started on the video.
Correct.
Now, you mentioned just before we took the break, harnessing the internet. This has got to be a little bit scary, along with all the other issues of losing your job if you're 50 or 55 or something like that. You maybe don't know how to use the internet the way somebody who's 22 does. But the internet is a real positive tool, isn't it?
Exactly. Because search engines are the new yellow pages. And just like when you used yellow pages in the old days to try to find what your good and service was, you want to do the same, and there's a lot of ramifications for finding jobs and even looking for talent if you're a company that's looking to hire talent.
Well, first of all, before we go any further, I want to say you also have to be careful not to get ripped off.
Exactly.
Because there are people out there scamming the unemployed.
Exactly.
You're in a desperate situation. You're trying to find a job. You got to pay your bills. You need benefits. You've lost your benefits or whatever, all of that. And they're saying, oh, no experience. Just do this. You'll pay $100. You'll get a high school diploma, whatever. People are getting ripped off.
Exactly.
On the Internet. That's... So how do you know you're doing the right thing?
Well, if we want to focus on search engines, I have four recommendations.
Okay.
Number one is there's a particular seminar coming up called Search Engine Strategies, which brings up the greatest minds from all over the world. It's from December 7th through December 11th at the Hilton Towers. Go to searchenginestrategies.com. But that's very costly. On a low cost area,
very costly being how much?
Probably
$300, $400
to register? $1,200.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But on the low end side, there's a site called SEOmoz.com. S is in Sam, E is in Edward, O is in Olive, M is in Mary, O is in Olive, Z is in zebra.org. And that site is a good starter to learn about search engines, how to harness search engines. But I recommend people should have a blog, because there's two keys to getting ranked high. One is content, and the other is link building. And if you have a blog seeded with the right keywords, employers will find you. So that's what I recommend. You should develop your own blog, and to learn how to do that, there's inexpensive ways, even in Chicago. SEO Moz is one, and another one is meetup.com, which is an umbrella group for a lot of special interest. They have three groups, one of which is Chicago bloggers. Another is called search engine optimization, and a third is WordPress.
All right, so those are things where you would start a blog and just kind of sell your expertise.
Exactly. But the caveat is you also want to be careful what you list on social media sites, because
Absolutely.
Employers are increasingly scouring these sites. So if you say some wild thing on Facebook or LinkedIn or MySpace, that could be used against you.
I had a story earlier today of a lady in Canada who was on a disability payment, a monthly disability payment from her job because she suffered from depression. And then the people who were responsible for the insurance company, on her Facebook page, they saw her pictures of her at a Chippendale dancer event. And they said, you didn't look depressed to us. And she got in trouble.
That's exactly the case.
Well, you have to then, if you're looking for work and you're using your blog to look for work, you have to assume, this is what I'm doing. This is a professional site that I'm running here.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
I think a lot of us don't think of ourselves as experts. If you think of yourself as an employee, you don't think of yourself as an expert. But if someone was in the past willing to pay you money to do something, then maybe you've got some information and expertise to pass along.
Exactly true. And here's another tool I recommend. Do a simple T-sheet on yourself. A T-sheet, an accounting T-sheet. On the positive side, this is what accountants always do. On the positive side, what are your greatest strengths and why? Why is as important as what your greatest strengths are? On the right side, the minus side, what are your least important areas? And work on those to get yourself stronger. Everybody can make money. The key is zeroing in on how to do that and what you have to offer the employer.
I know a number of years ago, there was a book that came out on something called cocooning, where people would become more and more centered in their own home and working out of their own home, and we would use the Internet in that regard. And it's like the ultimate small business, you know, going back to the village concept, kind of. And I wonder if a lot of people could do well to maybe spend a couple of days making little notes and sheets about what they can do and how could I sell my own expertise just as an independent entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. And there's two very valuable resources out there that can help people. One is the Small Business Administration. There's a lot of people go to the Small Business Administration looking for money, but instead you should go there looking for help to help start your own cocoon business. The other is Service Corps of Retired Executives, or SCORE for short. And there's a lot of people there looking to help you. In fact, I was helped by one, and I continue to be helped by one by the name of Esh. And they're very benevolent people. These are people that have been success stories in business and willing to help you out.
I heard a story of a lady. I was living in Knoxville, Tennessee, and there was a lady there who built a business, and it was just as eBay was coming along and the opportunity to do this on the Internet, and she jumped on it and was one of the early ones, and it came out of a personal situation that she knew. She's very tall, and she has big feet. Mm-hmm. And that's a horrible problem for women who want to have stylish shoes, and they have an out-of-ordinary size. And she had, to make a long story short, she just figured out how to get all those sizes out of department stores that hadn't gotten rid of those sizes, and then she would make them available, and she became kind of the one-stop shopping center for oversized shoes for women, and she's making a living at it. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't have done that in the past. It's just that now, literally worldwide, people could shop her basement in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Along those lines, Mark Cuban, how did he get his start? He went to Indiana University, and they weren't broadcasting the basketball games where he lived. So he started, I believe the name of the firm was Broadcast.com, which he sold for several billion dollars. Not everybody's going to be Mark Cuban,
right,
but a lot of people have creative ideas. In this tough economy, there's two ways you can get a job. One is to work for a company, and the other is to start your own. But in either case, you've got to be very, very aggressive, and don't give up. You have to plan every day, and that's the problem with a lot of people. They send their resumes out there, maybe 100 resumes a day, and then they get worried, you know, nothing's working for me. But you have to go out and network, meet people, and then you have, in the case, if you want to start a business, go to the Small Business Administration, go to SCORE. There's people out there willing to help you, but you have to be aggressive and have an edge.
Scott Sargis, the website that you can go to is strategicsearch.com, and go up to the top and click on which link?
Real Benefit Exercise.
Real Benefit Exercise. It's a 48-minute video that until noon tomorrow will be available for you for free because you were listening to Scott on WGN today. You're not trying to sell somebody something on that video. It's just an informational video you normally sell, and you're just
exactly
giving it to our listeners right free online until noon tomorrow, which we appreciate.
Right.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Good to talk to you.
Happy New Year.
It's all coming, isn't it? You got Thanksgiving to get through first. All right, strategicsearch.com. This is Chicago's WGN.